Come stop and take a trip down on my block, where you see hidden potential, young minds sharper than pencil, and ain't afraid to speak their mind if they got something against you. We standing with you, we tackle issues like civic pride. Hate will cease to exist, let's put our differences aside. From my side to your side, from Dutch Town to South Side, from Penrose to North Side, from Benton Park to Old North, to West End to West Side. We bless when we step out, we stand down, rise up, stand together, why?
This is Stitchcast Studio, produced by St. Louis Story Stitchers in St. Louis, Missouri.
This is a Stitchcast Studio special edition, Rise Up, episode 19, titled The Power of Music. Youth leaders delve into the world of hip-hop with their guest rap artist and political activist, Cedric Redmond, a.k.a. C-Sharp.
They say, who that, but you already knew that. That beat them Story Stitchers. Story Stitchers, Story Stitchers, Story Stitchers, Story Stitchers.
So, I gotta ask you, can you share with us a little bit of what your creative process looks like musically?
Okay, so there's only two books that I've ever read in my entire life, right? Number one is Charlotte's Web, and the second one is Songwriting for Dummies. Now, I was in a Barnes & Noble at the time, and I picked up this book and I started reading it, and my dad had bought something, and I guess he thought that I was gonna ask for it. I ended up putting it back on the shelf, right? And he said, son, I was so disappointed to see you put that book back on the shelf. I was hoping that you would come and ask me to buy that for you, right? So in that book, you know, like, it taught me a lot about song structure and how if you have a song structure correctly, and you know, your talent is being able to use words, but a lot of people don't have the structure. So knowing rhythmic hooks with melodic hooks, knowing how many words to put into a stanza, okay? So say like they would say, only put 6 words into a stanza. That helps you, that helps people remember your lyrics better. You know, little things like that. And then you'll say some of the hottest songs that's ever been out, you know, and put the philosophy to the test. So let's say 50 Cent in the club, right? So when I pull up out front, that's 5. You see the bends on Dubs.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
What'd he say?
I don't know, but I know where you're going.
You see what I'm saying?
It's some yeah. in the club. Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? And when you sit back and break that, like, even think about Mariah Carey. They would say Mariah Carey had so many hooks in her song, okay? Never really had a whole bunch of verses. And if she did have a verse, it would always be a repeat. She would repeat the verse. So what's her biggest song? With my boyfriend. How's that song go? I'm in heaven with my boyfriend.
I was a youngin', but I know what you're talking about.
Fantasy. You know what I'm saying? It was the Fantasy record, right? So now, let's think about that song, because we know the words to it. Now count how many hooks is in that song, okay? So I just said one of them, right? It's a sweet, sweet fantasy, baby. You know what I'm saying?
That joint. Got you.
Okay. Then you have that's another hook. Okay. And then you have I'm in heaven with my boyfriend. You know what I'm saying? That's three hooks in one song, right? Now how does the verse go?
That's the when you walk by that joint, right? Every night talking. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
So
it was teaching me how to draw people in, how to structure a song to draw people in. Some songs could have a rhythmic hook, some songs could have a melodic hook. I have a song to where I repeat the same rap verse. I just repeat the same verse. I thought it was that solid. I just repeat the verse. You know, so when I learned how to write songs, like books like that, you know, really, really helped me. I'm trying to see if I can find it while I got to read.
That's really inspiring, though.
Oh, I'm about to go pick that up as soon as we
get off here. Because C-Sharp, that's really inspiring what you just said, like how you just put the same verse twice, because I actually been thinking about that. But you know, you had, as a creative, you had that thought like, are people gonna judge me if I put the, you know, like, is they gonna think it's lazy if I put the same verse twice? Like, you know what I'm saying? So it was kind of one of them things for me. But to hear you say, like, you know, with confidence, like, you know, I just put the same verse twice, you know, like,
Think about it. Think about, you know, the reason why music gets old to us is because you have to realize, like, how many times we rehearse it before we record it. You know what I'm saying? And we be sitting back like, oh, man, you know, like, that's old. Like, man, I got to hit him with some new stuff. It's like, nah, bro. You know, you got to make sure that you're getting your message out there. You know what I'm saying? Like, keep creating new stuff. But, hey, Michael Jackson, it talked about this in the book. Michael Jackson wrote 200 songs for Thriller.
Wow. Okay.
Now, him and Quincy Jones sat and wrote 200 songs for Thriller. Now, they only picked 9 records, okay? 9 records out of the 200 songs that they wrote for that. You see what I'm saying? And it sold 75 million copies. Why? Because all of them on there was number one hits on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So that is a strategy that people can have. Like, don't take your first 16 songs and throw them on a mixtape. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Write 30, write 40, write 50. You know what I'm saying? Write 60, you know? And pick the best 7 or 8, you know? And compile your mixtape, you know? So like for me, you know, I ran for alderman. The number of my ward is ward 6, okay? So, you know, my idea was if I had won, okay, I would have came out with a mixtape, okay? With 6 records on there. You see what I'm saying? Maybe about community, maybe about me, or, you know, maybe my hit, Put Down the Pistol, or, you see what I'm saying? But when you learn how to make a song, how to make a hook, take a sample, you know, how to be melodic, you know, I mean, it becomes so easy to where all you gotta do is just find the words for it. And that's the easy part. That's what we got. So yeah, I think that that's a dope question. I appreciate
you.
Because that right there, man, is something that I'm very, very passionate about. You know what I'm saying? Like, titling your songs. You know, what's the name of it going to be? Like, I had a record. I used to make sure that the titles was just you know what I'm saying? It was just crazy. And it made people want to listen to it. But now we don't really have to worry about that no more. You know, people just get hot by stuff that you put in a playlist. You know?
Yeah.
Like, oh, what was that? You know? So, music's changed a little bit. But one thing that hasn't changed is how you make it. And how you make it will always be the same. How you make it will always be the consistent. You see what I'm saying? So I suggest, you know what I'm saying, if you're really serious about songwriting and you're really serious about not just knowing how to do it, but knowing how to explain what you're doing, because it's one thing to have a talent. Having a talent is being able to perform. But having a skill is being able to speak. You see what I'm saying? So I have the talent to perform, but now I have the skill to be able to teach. So always remember, y'all, there's difference between talent and skill.
Mm-hmm.
Difference between talent and skill. You know, a lot of cats could go up there and perform, but they couldn't teach you how to do it.
Gotcha.
You know, so you know, that's songwriting for dummies.
Mm. I feel you. I'm already on it. I'm about to order that joint immediately.
And I mean, it's in layman's terms. It's very, very easy to read. And when you find yourself, you know, reading it and going over some of the top songs that's ever made, you know, you'll say, wow, you know what I'm saying? Like, it makes so much sense, you know?
Yeah. I was gonna ask you if it's not a problem. I don't mean to put you on the spot either. If you could, you know, spit one of your verses off of your song, Put the Pistol Down. If there's one that you feel is more, you know, that you would rather do, then definitely I would rather hear that one.
Okay. As I listen to this track, while my head nods, it takes me back to a point in my life where I was left in a feeble-minded condition, ignoring my hunger pain because I had to feed my ambition. And so I made a decision to trust in my intuition. Many want to play the part, but they never get to audition. School of hard knocks, no room, board, or tuition. I graduated with honors to carry on the tradition. See, growing up in the hood is like getting thrown in the fire. You're forced to make a choice to become a seller or buyer. I walked the road and my muscles is getting tired. But I hold my head high and my hands reach even higher. You can get the power to follow what you aspire. Leave the rest to the Lord, and the devil is just a liar. I can make it anywhere if I can make it off the block. And I can take it anywhere, but I'm going to take it to the top.
That was hot.
You know what I'm saying? Just you know.
Hey. Thank you.
That was good.
Appreciate it. He said.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
He said,
that.
Any Yo. Song. He said, I'll do you even one better. Hey, for Yo. Sure.
I just felt like, you know, just something to tell you, you know, something you can leave with.
Most
of.
Thank you.
How often are you gigging? Are you gigging often at all?
Man, to be honest with you, man, you know, after I won Artist of the Year, I was cool with pulling back, you know, from the whole performance scene. I felt like, you know, music was changing and the same platforms that I had, you know, were not available to me anymore. And, you know, was I really going to pursue it like that when I saw avenues in like politics and other things to start, you know, see if I can take hip hop into, you know? I mean, Jay-Z is probably like the guy that, you know what I'm saying, I'm really, you know, trying to just do for St. Louis, you know? Because, I mean, at the end of the day, yeah, he was known for music, but he was able to push hip-hop into so many other different spectrums, you know, like athletics, apparel, politics, technology, streaming, you know what I'm saying? I've just said, you know, let me see how many other things I can take C-sharp. But now, I feel good just teaching it, you know?
I feel good teaching it.
I feel like it's best for me to teach it now because a lot of cats ain't got nobody to tell them the semantics about hip-hop. You know what I'm saying? They just thinking like, I'm just gonna get out here and rap because, you know, bro, you have to have a level of education, you know what I'm saying, behind what you're doing, you know. The more the
most
better.
Most of, absolutely. Unfortunately, I think that's one of the most overlooked parts of hip-hop, you know what I'm saying? It's not just people, you know what I'm saying, writing words that rhyme and putting it on a beat and becoming famous behind that, you know what I'm saying? Or at least in most cases, it's not like that, you know what I'm saying? It is an actual art. It does take, you know what I'm saying, some hard work and some crafting and some learning.
And with that being said, you know, just the chemistry we have as a team, as an organization, I want to kind of bring up this song called Wade. You know, and we have a lot of talented, you know, young people on there, you know, just laying down the 16, you know,
or like,
you know, I was just really surprised to, you know, see some people come out their shells, you know, because they just was doing like little stuff behind closed doors that I would see for myself, but to actually like let, you know, the rest of the organization see and just like let the rest of the world see it was just amazing, you know, that they would do it, and especially on this track. And I'll give the people a little bit of a background about Wade. Wade was originally, it was a piece on the Why of My City project, and it was originally, and well, it is inspired by the Negro spiritual Wade in the Water. That's kind of how we got the name, how we got the feel of it, you know, the vibe. And we'll let you hear a little bit of it in a little bit. But that's kind of the backstory of it. You know, we just kind of wanted to talk about, you know, again, our city, why it looks the way it looks, how we're feeling, like the people that's actually in these neighborhoods, how we're feeling, how we live with it, what's our perspective and our perception of it. And Brandon, you know, you was actually, I think you're the first one on there, actually, aren't you? Mm-hmm. Yes. So you started off real smooth. Kind of tell us, like, you know, a little bit about that verse. Or, like, actually, take us to what were your thoughts? What were your feelings when you first heard the beat? Because if I'm not mistaken, you did a little bit of the instrumentation on the beat as well.
I did. I laid keys on the beat. But by the time I had laid keys on it, they had most of the music already there. Or whatnot. Mm-hmm. So I was kind of there to fill in spots or whatnot. And it was, I can already tell that it was like, well, the first time I heard it, I felt kind of I felt a heavy abundance of emotion. You know what mm-hmm. I'm saying? So I felt like the spiritualness was there, you know, from the beginning or whatnot. And so I did what I could to hopefully convey that through my piece of instrumentation, or through what I had to contribute to the music.
Yo, that's dope. That's dope. I think too, I think a lot of people was feeling like that. Because I think it was one point in time where we hadn't even put lyrics to the thing. Like,
right.
Everybody was just kind of around, like, just kind of saying what it should be. You know what I'm saying? We couldn't really...
So I remember when we were trying to craft a hook or a chorus, mm-hmm. for, and everybody was just kind of bouncing ideas off of each other of what direction to go in, what line should come next. Now, this would sound better here, or what, you know what I'm saying? And that's pretty much how all of our creations are. You know, we all bounce, we move off of each other's energy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure.
That's how we came up with it.
Yeah, that's an artist collective for you folks. Yeah. And if y'all want to learn more about what we do, what our artist collective consists of, events that we're going to be having and different things that we're going to be doing, make sure y'all go to storystitchers.org and just keep in touch with us, you know. I can't even fully remember everything you said on your verse, but I know, man, the first take was so hard to me.
Man. And
everybody was like, man, you went off. And then you know, you'd be like, I know you hate you, because you always say, you'd be like, man, I hate when I write stuff too fast. Like, I feel it's not quality work. And we all just looking like, what? Man, this is splendid. Man. Like,
man, let me tell you something about this verse. This is what I wrote down. Let me tell you something about this verse. Okay, so you're right. I wrote it in one sitting, and I never, like, I almost feel like if I don't struggle for hours and hours and days and weeks, then I didn't work hard enough on it or whatnot. And so I shared with everybody what I had. Like, I don't know, I might change it. And everybody said they liked it. Now look. Antigone says, well, the first part was a little corny. I guess we had to change that. And then Rachel says, oh, really? I thought the second part was a little corny. I was like, bro, it's getting changed. Yeah, I remember changing it. It was just one of those things I felt like I could do better. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I remember changing it. And I was a lot more confident in my second draft of it or whatever. You know, so I was like, okay, now this is my best foot. This is what I feel like I can do or whatnot. Yeah. And Integrity says, now see, man, I told you can do better than that first one. Why you showed that, man? I told you. I believed in you the whole time.
Yeah, shout out to Integrity, though. He been there a lot with these projects, you know. So yeah, shout out to him. But man, that is funny, because I remember too, I was giving you some smoke about it. I was like, man, this second verse better
right.
Be
right. Oh,
I sure was like, man, if this verse is not hidden, we going back. Like, so yeah. And then you laid it down, and I was like, I guess it's cool, man. But then I really did like it, though. The second verse, I will say, you did, you know, I see what you meant by, like, I don't think this is it. And I applaud you for going with your first mind, you know, because sometimes, you know, when you have a lot of people telling you, like, yeah, it's good, you know, it's easy for you to just be like, fine, I'm gonna leave it. You know what I'm saying? So I applaud you for, you know, going with your first mind and being like,
Appreciate you.
Yeah, for sure. But, you know, I'm gonna quit talking, and I'm gonna let the people listen, because, you know, I think they be they, I think they expect something from us now, like at this point. Like they expect to be, you know, be able to listen in. So yeah, let's go ahead and turn that on for them real quick.
All right, let's do it.
Hey everybody, thanks for stopping through. You know what time it is. It's time for our Pick the City Up art interlude, featuring a song titled Wade, recorded, engineered, and produced all by St. Louis Story Stitchers.
Far from lost on me, undertones with tensions high. You hear them audibly, they heard but shouldn't be no more. Stacked against those that still survive, so still I try. No, still I rise until I thrive, and struggle isn't me no more. A queen taught me why the caged bird sings. Then a king came and taught me why the birdie doesn't sing no more. Too busy gnawing at the locks to get free. He gnaws until his beak bleeds. He knows one day it won't bleed no more. One day my beak won't bleed no more. One day he'll open all the cages, see broken, battered faces, crack a smile, cause they no longer have to wonder what it's like to be free no more. But you know freedom ain't free no more. He breaks free and ain't the type to break free and turn his back on all the other birds that ain't free. And so he flies to where the caged birds sing, and the next song the caged bird sings says,
we wanna grow.
Even if it's good. Keep our heads above the water.
We'll find a way.
Even if we're scared of the water, no matter what, we keep our heads above the water, children.
She reminded me of Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden, eager to have a taste of that fruit that was so forbidden. Her parents sheltered her, thus St. Louis City was hidden. She became like Pandora, opened the box and lost the ribbon. Couldn't relate to her peers, so she remained quiet. She saw the kids in caskets, which then triggered the riots. Evil flung from Zeus' gifts, you can hear my city crying. Now she's thinking, what if Adam and Eve didn't bite it?
Didn't bite it, 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 didn't bite it.
Small, but I am a vagabond, I am a deity. Walk along my city streets, there is no weapon that forms against me. Blind, but I can see it. I see the atrocities done to my people. Wallowing in debt and self-doubt, the ones that can help us just laughing through the people. Or maybe it's a kaleidoscope. Maybe they see something different and there is no hope. Nah, I don't believe it. I believe that we can all do better. Take my pain and suffering, poke holes from end to end, spill out my blood, pick up a pen, and maybe I'll write a letter. And now I'm dropped to sincerities. No formalities allowed. Full volume, hear me clear and loud. Because you know me, you can't hide from me. You've seen my face before, I'm the injustice in the winds. Yeah, I'm the one right at your door, I'm knocking. Won't you let it
deity? Even if it's scared of the water, no matter what, we keep our heads above the water.
We wanna change.
Even if it's scared of the water, no matter what, we keep our heads above the water. Keep our heads above the water.
We'll find a way.
Even if we're scared of the water, no matter what, we keep our heads above the water, children.
Waking up in STL, thinking should I wear a vest? You hear it every day, it's a lot of shooters on the streets in the Midwest. This is the land of the curse, you say. Being verified with a gang to make it out is the only way. I think it's sad. The only news that's on the news is St. Louisans getting shot. Young faces just fade away. I'm tired of hearing it. Let's add positivity. I see everybody making it out of the city, out of this nitty gritty. If everybody contribute to the craft, we gon' make history. But what can I say? It's up to the people, including you, of course.
We wanna grow.
Even if it's good, water, no matter what, we keep our heads above the water.
We'll find a way.
Even if it's scared of the water, no
trying to stand tall like the Eiffel. But what you supposed to do when all your homies suicidal? All my life I'm trying to live large just like my idols. But if I don't, it's just a game charged of what I might do. And all my life my brothers break laws and duck the Bible. But Klingon, I hope your destiny finds you. Think back when we was kids, let that remind you that you can do anything.
We want to grow. Even if it's good, little water, we want to grow. Above the water, we want to change. Even if it's good on the water, no matter what, we keep our heads above the water. Even if it's good on the water, no matter what, we keep our heads above the water.
We'll find a way.
Even if it's good on the water, no matter what, we keep our heads above the water, children.
Well, my question is, what's a rapper? You know,
to answer it, for me, it would be, you know, well, when I think of myself as a rapper, I think of somebody, you know, speaking up for people who are maybe not as confident or maybe don't know how to speak up about things that, you know.
Yeah. Okay.
I feel what you're saying.
Let me tell you what a rapper is, bro. So, have you ever had a honey bun?
Yeah.
Or a Snicker?
Mm-hmm. I'm hollering. Okay. That's
we talk about the literal food, right?
And we not. Yeah.
All right, cool.
And you know what you have to get through to actually get to the snack?
Yeah.
that's a rapper. You see what I'm saying?
Wow.
See, when you're doing something like this, you got to let people know what you are. Like me, I'm an artist, or I'm an entertainer, or I'm a performer, or I'm a writer, or I'm an actor, or I'm a motivational speaker, or I'm a model, or I'm a ambassador. You see what I'm saying? And you would have never got all of that if I just would have told you I was rapping.
Exactly.
So it's stuff like that you'll be able to teach. You know what I'm saying? These little cats that's got the energy to go after. I mean, bro, I've been city to city. I've been broke going city to city. I got money coming city to city. You know what I'm saying? I've had my moments to where it's like, okay, I don't know how I'm getting home from Mississippi or Memphis or, you know, Dallas, or, you know what I'm saying? Or I don't know where I'm staying when I get there, or, you know what I'm saying? But we had the energy to make that, to hustle that up. You see what I'm saying? Now I need things at a certain point, you know what I'm saying, before I walk into it. You know, we don't have the ability just to, you know, go out there butt naked no more. You know what I'm saying? So, but it's just small stuff like that, man, that I feel like, you know, teaching cats would make all the difference in the world.
How did you learn that? Because, like, that was even just something small for me that, you know, like, I hear people saying, like, no, I'm an artist, like, you know what I'm saying? But nobody, like, you know, ever broke it down like that. Like, what made you realize?
Because, like, even winning Artist of the Year, you know, I thought to myself, like, how many times do I have to win this award to be Artist of the Year? You know what I'm saying? Like, would I find myself doing some of the same things I was doing last year, you know? Or, you know, when I find myself doing some of the same things I was doing 2 years ago, like, no, like, how many times do I have to win Artist of the Year? Like, I don't need 10 Artist of the Year trophies over there. Like, let me step back, you know, while I'm at the height of some things, and let me create some grooves in other places. You know what I'm saying? Let me funnel myself into some other places, because, you know, I'm lucky enough to die twice, okay? Once a C-sharp and another, you know what I'm saying, as Cedric. You see what I'm saying? And I'm going to live, you know, this C-sharp, you know, as much as I possibly can. But, hey, you know, I'm prepared, you know, to say, hey. And you have to be prepared to step out, you know, because you have to preserve yourself for the next part of life. You see what I'm saying? So, you know, just, you know, back to your question, though, but think about it. I mean, people say, you know, philanthropist, artist, you know, father. You see what I'm saying? Like, give yourself that. You know, if you've accomplished all that, bro, give yourself that. Why are you just going to condense yourself to a rapper? For what? No, I'm going to let you know I've been an actor. No, I'm going to let you know that I'm a performer. I'm going to let you know that I'm an entertainer. I'm going to let you know I'm a motivational speaker. Now, I don't have to give you this whole great big old list everywhere I go. But, you know, if you've achieved that, it doesn't go nowhere just because you're not doing it at the time. You know what I'm saying? You've done it. You see what I'm saying? So I don't care if it was in 2014. And here's the irony. 2014 was the last year that they gave out the Artist of the Year award.
Yo, that's pretty cool. Yeah.
So, you know, you have that for the rest of your life. Like when you win a Grammy, you know, you just ain't Grammy Award winner for that year. Nah, you Grammy Award winner, Grammy Award nominated, you know. If you earn that, keep that, you know.
Hold on. I feel that all the way. I feel that all the way. Right.
Story stitcher. You see what I'm saying? That's completely, that's on a whole different level of, you know, performing. You see what I'm saying?
Appreciate that. Yo, I know you got to get out of here. I got one small question, just one short, quick question. C sharp, do you play keys at all, or was that just a dope concept that you thought of? How did that go?
Okay, so I was at this barbershop, and this was back when BET used to play like these mid major artists. It wasn't uncut, but it wasn't like the real like BET in the basement. But it was like those middle artists. And there was this cat on there by the name of B Sharp, and I thought that was so hot. You know what I'm saying? Because it's like this double, triple entendre. You know what I'm saying? To where, you know, you can flip it and do anything. So I was in a choir at the time. I was singing tenor, and you know, I felt like with a name like C Sharp, not only would it be catchy, but it would also be an opportunity to educate people about, you know, music and music theory. If they asked, you know, what it is or what it does, you know, something like that.
So, dope.
Yeah, I just kind of took it around with it, man. At first, I started singing with it. Then I got popular singing with it, and then I just didn't want to sing no more, and I just kind of kept the name. And here we are.
Dope. Yo, I appreciate you sharing these experiences and letting us pick your brain a little bit and sharing this knowledge with us, man.
Sure.
And like, yo, I don't think you understand. Like, when you talked about how passionate you was, I felt that, you know what I'm saying? Because I share your passion for music, right. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, I really appreciate you, you know what I'm saying? Even just taking the time out to talk to us, you know what I'm saying? And share a little bit of your creative with us, you know what I'm saying? I really appreciate that.
Oh, no, that's all good. And like I said, that's what I got time for.
Dope. Appreciate you.
We gotta have you on again then.
Next time y'all have me on, man, make sure y'all get that book and we can talk about that book.
Oh, absolutely. Ooh. Absolutely. I told you, sure. I'm ordering, after this meeting is over, I'm ordering that joint, man.
We're gonna make it a book.
Most definitely.
That's the first book I've ever highlighted anything in. That's the first book I've ever underlined or folded a page, you know. I'm telling you, dog, like, that's the first book I read from front to back.
Got you. Yeah, I'm on it, man. I'm on that. Man, and you said it's called Writing Songs for Dummies, right? So it shows you like different songwriting for dummies, right? So yeah. it's not even just like exclusive to hip hop. It's a little bit of everything.
When you realize how many musicians have written rock music, but they perform R&B, you know what I'm saying? Or how many rappers have written R&B tracks? You see what I'm saying? It'll blow your mind. You'll be like, I never thought that something this smooth would come from this person over here. So
you know what? And that makes that makes like all the sense in the world to me. Because a lot of the good singers that I know that are also great writers, they might dibble or dabble or try to rap once or twice, and they be, you know what I'm saying? Like you'd be surprised at how good they are for somebody that doesn't rap at all.
And then you think about the difference between like a Beyonce and a Carrie Hilson. See, Carrie Hilson is responsible for a lot of Beyonce's records. Mm-hmm. See what I'm saying? You know, but why is Beyonce, you see what I'm saying, the queen of R&B and not Carrie Hilson?
Right.
See what I'm saying? So a lot of the time, man, you know, people try to get caught up in the vanity of it. And that's why you just have to make sure that you love writing. Because if you only love writing music to be the one to sing it, you know what I'm saying? Then you probably in it for the wrong things. Like if you write music just to be the only one to perform it, and you're not open to letting other people, you know what I'm saying, take that record and make that record for you, then you probably, you know, in it for the wrong reason. For real.
I feel that.
We should talk about that. I'm going to go grab my copy when y'all get it. You know what I'm saying? Let me know. I'll get back.
All right, cool.
We can discuss that.
Okay, for sure. Well, yeah. We ain't going to hold you up. But thank you again, though, for being open and willing to, you know, come on here and chat with us and just chop it up and have a nice little conversation. I think this conversation will, you know, be very impactful once people get to hear it and, you know, we share it and push it out.
I look forward to it, y'all. Like I said, if y'all need me, just let me know.
Yes, sir. Sure. Appreciate you, boss.
Thank you. All right.
Be blessed, man.
Thank you for listening. And last but not least, we want to give a very special shout out to the StitchCast Studio sponsors, the City of St. Louis Youth at Risk Crime Prevention Grant of 2020, Stewart Family Foundation, and Missouri Foundation for Health. To learn more, visit storystitchers.org.
They say who that, but you already knew that. That beat them Story Stitchers. Story Stitchers. Story Stitchers. Story Stitchers. Story Stitchers.